online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to the Arkansas State Fair. We are at the Geared Up tent. Is this a Mahindra on it? Is it a Mahindra tent? It's a Mahindra tent, but it's from our friends at Geared Up. So they have gear over here by us. Look for the Geared Up signs, though, and the Buzz banners and the Buzz truck. And then across from us is a bunch of cool stuff, including a Cub Cadet utility vehicle that they're going to give away. All you have to do is sign up at the store, right? It's sign up at the store, or can they sign up here, too? That's one thing I don't know. We'll have to ask Todd that. We'll get him on in a minute. Guess what? This weekend, the Bears return home after a thrilling victory. We've got a montage that we're going to play from what was a wild weekend down in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as Central Arkansas pulled out a 27-26 victory over McNeese State, the 15th-ranked team in the country. Bears are in the top 20. Bears have got it rolling. Bears have a chance to make it to the postseason for the second straight season. And on the Revolution Hotline, there is the head Bear himself, Clint Conk. Morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. Y'all at the fair?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And looks like the weather is going to be spectacular here, and it's going to be fantastic in Conway this weekend as you guys host Lamar. So everything's coming up roses.
Hey, you know, the only Division I game in the state of Arkansas this weekend, and it's family day here on campus. And as you mentioned about the weather, so we hope that, you know, we get that 12th-man atmosphere created here at the Stripes, and certainly you know, need to get back to work and get ready for a very athletic, very very talented Lamar Cardinal football team.
Yeah, we had, a heck of a game down there last year, and they do have athletes all over the place, and being in the Houston area, certainly they got a great pipeline over that way. But, talk about coming back off an emotional win like you guys did or had last week, and you've been through this before. The Sam Houston win was a game you guys certainly had circled, got the victory, then you go play SFA. Tough environment, certainly, in the monsoon down there. But talk about trying to get your team up after an emotional victory like the one you all had last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a challenge. Certainly, you know, our team to get back to Conway till 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning. It was a night game in Lake Charles, and, of course, we do our TV show, so it made for a long trip home, and that's part of FCS football. With that said, though, you know, as a coach, you're always – you know, very cautious as, you know, just how fragile your team is mentally and physically, as you well know. We've played, you know, starting with Ole Miss, very physical schedule for seven consecutive weeks. Most teams in our conference and most teams around the country have already had an open date or taking one this week, and, of course, ours doesn't come till after the 10th game. So we've even cut back practices a little bit more. We've lost a couple players in that game. You know, backup players that are very important to us. So we've got a few guys walking around campus in bubble wrap right now, seriously. And we're pretty thin, but you know, you just got to get them right emotionally and mentally. And then, of course, we do have to go through the paces and run more of an NFL style practice. You know, this late in the year, knowing that we really don't have any time off or any easy opponents moving forward. So, you know, this Lamar team presents a lot of different challenges. An SEC transferred quarterback in Ryan Miskowski from Kentucky. Several Oklahoma State transfers, one being Herschel Sims, who I think was one of the top, not just running backs, but top 150 and maybe one or two in the nation running backs that signed with Oklahoma State and played last year. And then, of course, had some off-the-field issues. He's at Lamar. And then a wide receiver from Oklahoma State and a defensive end from there as well, 6'6", 290. So a lot of length, a lot of big level talent. So, you know, we'll need to prepare well the rest of the week and have a great day on Saturday.
No doubt about it. Clint Conk joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. And you guys have put yourselves in position, Coach, and we talked about it before the McNeese State game. If you take care of business, you guys remain in the conversation for the conference title. And certainly if you win this week, got a huge game, you know, next week at Southeastern Louisiana. The Lions vastly improved and not lost in conference play yet. But again, you know, as importantly, you stay on track to potentially make it to the postseason for the second straight year.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, there's just so little room for error. You know, we don't have a bowl set up where, you know, you've got 120 teams in FBS football. If you have basically a six-win season, you know, 70 teams are rewarded, you know, for playing in the postseason. And those practices are just as important as obviously the games that you're playing, because it's the developmental part of your team. And we saw that last year. But there's just so little room for error. They take 20 teams. Obviously, the conference champion gets an automatic bid. I mean, our goal every year is to start with the winning season. We've got that opportunity this week to get our sixth win. We have an opportunity to go to 4-1 in conference and then, take on the next challenge. But we can't get too far ahead, but certainly we've earned the right to be where we are. We've earned the two losses as well, and we wear them and take responsibility, and certainly we've got to make sure that we are competitive and put a good product on the field Saturday to stay in the conversation.
Exactly. Winrich Smothers has been one of the big stories for you guys this year, and certainly your receiving core has been, you know, probably a 1A behind him on the offensive side of things. Can you talk about his development and what you've seen from him through the year? Because, I mean, you know, for us, I mean, whatever questions anybody had about him, he certainly answered them all.
Well, certainly, you know, in the cold of winter and spring ball and during the summer, you know, we've watched Winrich take ownership. We've watched his maturity and his development as a young man, as well as ownership and investment in our offense. And, you know, we got to see before the general public and everyone else, because our program's not quite as scrutinized maybe as other programs in the state. But we've got the chance to see that on a daily basis moving forward into the season. And I'm just very proud of Winrich. You know, the challenge for him each and every week is his preparation. As we speak right now, he's in Coach Brown's office, watching practice tape from yesterday and game tape on Lamar. And as long as he continues to put forth that type of investment, he's awfully gifted. We've seen that both with his arm. He has a cannon for an arm. And he can extend plays and make plays with his feet. We've seen that in both of our big conference wins against Sam Houston and McNeese State. So we need for him to continue to keep playing at a high level. That young offensive line that's gone through some changes is continuing to grow up, and we're presenting enough of a run game, to keep people balanced. So, but it all starts with the quarterback in our offense, and Winrich Smothers, the junior, is doing a great job.
Coach, we talked maybe last time. I don't know if it was on your show or I think it was on your show that we do. And, again, we'll be back there tonight at Stromboli's in Conway. And if you're in the neighborhood, I'd love to have you drop in. That will be on tonight at 7 o'clock following Drive Time Sports. And I do want to mention, too, 540 pregame on 106.7, which is our sister station for the game this weekend. But we talked a little bit about your coaching tree the other day and guys you've been involved with. And I know you look at it as certainly a pat on the back to the job you do and also the program that – you know, your coaches are being looked at by other programs. We faced a couple last week. You'll face a former coordinator coming up in a few weeks. But we also had a chance to talk to Michael Norvell yesterday, who's certainly was one of the greats in UCA history and got his coaching start under you there and gave you a lot of credit in a conversation yesterday. He's got his hands full tonight with Oregon. But just talk about that a little bit, because I know you take a lot of pride in that.
Well, I do take a lot of pride in the fact. I think it's as a head coach, it's an obligation and a responsibility you have to help young coaches grow and start their journey and their path. Certainly it's a pain in the butt for me because I've got to go out and hire the good coaches, yeah. You know, and find the right fits. But certainly it's a compliment to the university. It's a compliment to our football program and what we're doing, the success we've had and the tradition. And, Michael came to us, walked on our program, showed up at my doorstep in January of 2001. And 213 catches, and I don't know, a couple, 3,000 yards later, he developed himself into an overachieving, hardworking, wide receiver in our program, and got to play on really two of the great teams we've had here in 2001 and 2005. So, and then of course, you know, we got him into coaching, and you could tell very early in his career that he was a coach on the field as a player, and that he had all the dynamics to be very successful. And certainly later tonight after our show, I'll be watching Arizona State and pulling for them against the Ducks.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, looking forward to being with you tonight. Certainly looking forward to the game this weekend. Another big one in Conway. Should be perfect weather. Hope to have a huge crowd, like you mentioned, the only Division I game in the state this weekend. So got a big week for the Bears for sure.
Well, this is an opportunity for our seniors to get that winning season. And this will be 32 of the last 37 years that the university's had a winning football team. And we get that first opportunity. We take nothing for granted. But our seniors, it's very important to them to leave a legacy. Having that Red Beans and Rice trophy back with us was important to them. And then certainly notching this winning season. And then if we can do that this weekend, then it opens up the conversation and the opportunity for some other things, you know, really, really big moving forward.
Well, you talk about playing hurt. I hope that Steve Sullivan has taken the time this week to rest that voice, because he was playing hurt by the end of that game. There were a lot of exciting moments, and I'm going to let you go, but I want you to stay tuned to the show if you can. I know you got work to do, but we're going to play a little montage. We'll replay it again on your show tonight. But Sully had some great calls last week, and certainly your team provided some exciting moments for him to call. But he was in rough shape by the end of the game last week.
Well, you know, I appreciate 103.7 KATV, all the things you guys do to help promote our football program and our university. You know, Steve's coming today and they're going to do a piece, I think, for tonight on senior wide receiver Dominique Kroom, Jesse Grandy, and then sophomore wide receiver Desmond Lewis. Those three have combined for about 120 catches, I think, in six games. And they are, you know, a bedrock for our football team. But, yeah, Sully needs to be in rare form again this weekend.
I hope he, yeah, hopefully. It'd be nice to have a game without quite as much drama, but I know you'll take a win any way you can get it.
All right, man. Thanks,
Coach,
guys.
Thanks so much. See you tonight.
All righty.
I appreciate it. We're going to take a timeout. It's 10:44. Before we play that montage, though, we want to remind you we are at the Arkansas State Fair. I want you to come by and see us. I actually have some great giveaways here at our location under the Mahindra tent. We've got some buzz stuff. I've also got a pair of tickets to a special event tonight. Of course, Pat's got some fun stuff going on tonight. Yeah, but this is for the Museum of Discovery. And I actually ran into Kelly yesterday. He was up talking to us about this the other day. Also have a – you can't win this, Gary, but I have a $1 million riches Arkansas scholarship lottery card for somebody over 21 who wants a chance to win this. You can win up to 26 times. It says so right on the card. I don't even know how this works, but it's super cool. They're always coming up with fun ways to play the lottery. And the great thing about this one is it's free. So if you are 21 and you want to go to this event tonight, or you want to have a chance to win the lottery, also have some tickets to the Battle of Bryant, which is this weekend down in Bryant, if you're a wrestling fan.
Great wrestling match.
Heard them talking about it this weekend. But, Pat, go ahead and need to do, and then we'll hear this montage of some highlights from last weekend. Sully goes insane.
Does he pop his head? I saw Sully Monday night. He is always on point. I don't think that guy ever – is not exactly how he needs to be. High energy, certainly does a fantastic job. Loves Sully. Landers Chevy, Landers Chevrolet, they're doing a complete remodel. You know Landers Chevy is your place to get your vehicle worked on. Great service department over there. They also have a great selection of the fantastic SUV Chevrolet Spark. Tailgating season, it's out there. Football season's still going on. Landers can take care of all your needs, and that Chevrolet Spark is exactly what you need. The new state-of-the-art showroom is going to be done January 2013. So if you go there now, they're under a little bit of construction, but their sales and service are still right there at the same location, just moved over to a new building. Go check out why they are number one. Service your car. Purchase a low-mileage pre-owned vehicle. Tim Hall's over there. Pat Campbell's over there. 1-888-315-2438. LandersChevrolet.com. That's exit 121 in Benton. Go by and check them out for the best deals, the best vehicles, just helping you save some money, get you in a nice, safe, economic vehicle. Now we're going to go to that montage, big baby. We're live from the Arkansas State Fair.
Quick toss right side. Catch is made by Grandy. Needs a block. Gets a block. Cross the 30. Races up the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he get in? Jesse Grandy, UCA, touchdown, 36 yards. Wow.
It's second and four, Bears on their own 36, trailing 12-10, 3:40 to play, third quarter, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Smothers retreats, looks, fires, Grandy has it, dances at the 40, trying to cut the sideline, Grandy 45, Grandy midfield, Grandy 48. He's leaving McNeese State Cowboys like bowling pins. 19-10, Cowboys. Smothers will go under center, looks to the sideline for the play call. Bobo's in the game. They need a yard for the first down. Play fake. He's looking big ball for Grandy. Middle of the field, end zone. Yes! 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 Touchdown, UCA. What a throw by Smothers.
Smothers on second and 10 from the 20. Winrich looking, in trouble. Dancing to the right, looking, lobs it end zone, tight coverage, jump ball, did he catch it? Des Lewis, touchdown, UCA, what a catch on the sideline.
Wow.
And with his life, there's hope. Winrich just said, Lewis, go get it.
Oh, 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 yeah. The
six Bears lined up almost out of bounds. Desmond Lewis is one of them as a leaper. Bounces the kick. It's high in the air. It's loose. Bears have it. Lewis has it at the 35. Des Lewis has it. The Bears have it at the 35. That was not your conventional kick. It went over the first line. It went over the second line. Lewis caught it and stepped out of bounds. The snap is back. Ball is down. Kick is in the air. He's got the leg. It is good. It's good. Eddie Kamara gives the Bears the lead. 27-26 with 23.5 seconds to go. Snap is back. Stroud screens it. 3-2-1. They just need to make the tackle. Perry, 30. They pitch it back at the 25. They got him cornered. They throw it across the field back to Stroud. He's in trouble at the 20. He hesitates. He throws it back to the 10. Bears have him covered. They got him. Bears win. Bears win. 27-26. Oh, man. They are sprawled out all over the field celebrating.